Good morning, Arizona, and welcome back to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House. Thanks for tuning in to the show that's designed to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It's Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. Hey, we're all here, and we're here for one purpose, to answer any question you might have about any project concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. We've operators standing by to answer your call, 1-888-767-4348. They'll take your name, find out where in Arizona you're calling from and your question, and we'll get to it as quick as we can. We have our engineers, Mike Reisch, making sure I don't push any of the wrong buttons, my co-host Romy Romero, and my wife, sweet Jennifer, all here to designed to answer any question you might have. So get on board. Boy, it's been a particularly, we're going to cover in this year what lessons we have tried to teach y'all more emphatically than others. What are the inquiries we received more than any other? Here in our final concluding broadcast of 2013, remodeling is back in business with the home values returning and increasing and confidence in the economy inching up ever so infinitesimally small. I can tell you that the contractors across the state are busier than they have been the last few years. In fact, if you're in the trades, this is a little sidebar. We call this a bunny trail that I go on every once in a while. If you're a tradesman or you're a young man or woman interested in getting in the trades and you'd like to serve an internship or you'd like to find a job with one of the best companies in Arizona, you ought to go to rosieonthehouse.com and look at our list of pre-certified Rosie contractors all the way from Green Valley to Flagstaff and inquire. I can tell you that there is hardly a Rosie certified contractor in the state of Arizona right now that isn't looking to hire good people. And if you want to go to work for a great company, any one of the Rosie certified companies in the state would be a great place to start and build a career. Okay, so that's the bunny trail. Many of you have put off doing anything at your house. You know, a lot of you in 2007 and 2008 were contemplating a master bedroom suite addition with a library and master bath suite and his or her shower components. And it was a big, grandiose project that was going to be almost completely financed by the equity appreciation in your home. Well, 2008 hit. And you decided to wait. 2009, 2010, and 2011, and 2012. And now you've either just run out of patience, or what we're seeing a lot of homeowners have done is they've taken that large, grandiose project and they scaled it back. Rather than adding the master suite addition with the his and her shower facilities and bath facilities and the sit-down library, now maybe we're just going to remodel the master bath. And that's okay. But now that projects are coming back online, there are a lot of things that we want to make y'all aware of. And one of the things we're going to try and help make y'all aware of in a fun way today is we're going to play a little Rosie on the House Jeopardy. So we right now are going to take our first contestants on the line. We've got four categories to pick from. You'll need to call now at 1-888-767-4348. You'll have four categories to pick from, just like any Jeopardy game. Mistakes Arizona homeowners make. Energy conservation. Picking a contractor. Or the category of lawn and garden. So get online now, and we will cover the points that you need to learn most under each one of those. We have 10, 20, and 30 point questions under each category. Give us a ring, participate. We're going to have a little fun here teaching everybody who's tuned in how they can learn something from today and have a little fun. Now, that isn't to say that if you're in the middle of a project, that you want to try and tackle or get done, that we can't help you with that as well, try and sneak in. We've got a couple open lines at 1-888-767-4348. So we'll do everything we can to play a little fun Jeopardy, teach you some lessons, and take questions on current projects that you're trying to tackle around the house. So we ought to have a little bit of fun today.
Yes, sir. And I was trying to decide, is what movie did Rain or TV show did Rain Man always have to watch? Was that Jeopardy? Definitely.
Wapner. Judge Wapner, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Wapner's not at four?
I don't know.
Is that
know.
What it was? I'm guessing Romy, but
I am too. That was the first thing that came to my mind when I guess that was my own little bunny trail there.
You know, one of the things that we did address, a new topic for us in 2013, was urban farming. And we launched that in the fall of 2012 on a show where Romy and I were both going to be absent. And Jennifer took the show, and I said, look, just cover anything you want. Cover the subject you're most passionate about. In the fall of 2012, she did. It was urban farming. And the lines and the internet and the phones at the office exploded. So, Jen, thank you very much for bringing that topic into the hearts of the Arizona homeowners. You really hit a nerve there.
Well, I think it's a really growing trend, and people are really enjoying using their yards more and kind of making, well, maybe it all's a reflection of the economy as well, just staying home and finding something worthwhile and fun to do at home.
I think it's a huge trend, and we talked about it in several different dimensions. One of the first dimensions we talked about it is, look, if you're going to have a landscaped yard, if you're going to buy a plant, if you're going to plant a plant, if you're going to water a plant, fertilize a plant, like we talked last hour, prune the plant, trim the plant, fertilize the plant, it might as well be something you can eat. Edible landscaping. And we had a couple edible landscaping experts on that talked about the different varieties of hedges and decorative and color. And you can get all the same things done in your landscaping scheme. We can make it edible.
Yeah, there's a whole community of people right here in our own state who can inform us and educate us and help us along in that process.
RosieOnTheHouse.com. If you go into the FAQs, you can find the urban farming categories there. And we've done shows on chickens. We've done shows on goats. We're going to have one on rabbits coming up. In the future, we're going to have
Wabbits. Interesting. Wabbits. Okay.
And today, there's speaking of all this, if you really want to get an idea of just how big the farm life in Arizona really is. The Arizona National Livestock Show is going on today. It's all weekend long. It's something we were going to try and get to in still May. There's always so much going on right now. But
got the Fiesta Bowl parade going on today as well.
The Arizona Live. Oh, today?
Yeah.
Good grief, man. It's something going on everywhere. It's the fairgrounds, the livestock. Okay. Help me out. 19th Avenue. Yeah. Thank you.
And McDowell.
Veterans Memorial. Down there, all the livestock shows. So you see a lot of calves. There are more birds out there than you believe. The varieties of ducks and geese and chickens and guineas and partridges. I mean, it's mind-blowing, just the varieties. All kinds of sheep and goats and, again, the calves. So if you want an idea, this is a bigger scale than most urban farms. But it'll give you a pretty good idea, and there's a lot of good people, and they all love to talk about it. So if you've got questions, go down there, and you can talk to the people there, and they'll tell you anything and everything, and a whole heck of a lot more than you wanted to probably know.
There you go.
It is after Christmas. Our next broadcast is going to be after New Year's.
Yes.
So if you're like me and you have an annual Christmas tree bonfire, this news press won't apply to you, so we'll get it covered today. Christmas tree cycling. You heard us talking about free cycling last spring. We'll be covering it again this spring around Earth Day, but it's an opportunity to get rid of your Christmas tree for nothing. You can go online to phoenix.gov, and just about any city will have this. It's places you can bring your Christmas tree. They'll take it, and they do all kinds of things with it. They mulch it right there. They put it to use back in the community, so you don't have to worry about this fire hazard in your home. Just make sure you remove all the ornaments. I don't know if anyone still does tinsel, but if you have tinsel, make sure you take it off. They don't want that mulched in. But tree cycling, you can check it out and get rid of that fire hazard just waiting to go up in your home.
Time to recycle it, that's for sure. All right, well, our first caller is on, would like to play a little Jeopardy game, so let's bring him into the conversation. Kelly, those of you who would like to play, we don't know what the prize is going to be yet. I don't know, maybe we'll give you a $100 dining certificate at your favorite restaurant. But let's bring our first contestant in. And Kelly, welcome to Rosie on the House.
Thank you very much.
All right, we've loaded the boards, and you have four categories to pick from. Category one, mistakes Arizona homeowners make. Category number two, energy conservation. Category number three, picking a contractor. Or category four, lawn and garden. You have 10, 20, and 30-point questions under each category. Which would be your choice?
I'll take picking a contractor for 20.
A contractor for 20. Okay. This is the percentage you should be willing to pay a properly selected contractor up front before starting the job.
That would be 10%, Rosie.
Okay. 10% is a little on the conservative side, Kelly, but you are very, very close. We're going to let you roll. Go ahead and pick your second choice. Do you need to hear the categories again?
No. Is it garden for 10?
Garden for 10. Okay. What is... Oh, let's see. I lost my place. Okay, here you go. What is the one process you should perform on your tree to prevent damage ahead of the monsoon season?
I would say staking it properly.
Kelly, you're close again, but unfortunately that is not the right answer. So we appreciate you giving us a ring. We're going to have to break for a little station break, but know that the lines are open for our next Jeopardy contestant. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're going to have a little fun playing Jeopardy, giving you all of the tidbits, information, and great advice that we felt most needed to be shared with you at the conclusion of this year, 2013. Give us a ring. We have open lines now.